从这个主日起，我要跟弟兄姊妹们讲十二讲有关教会的真理。
Start from this Sunday, I will talk to brothers and sisters 12 messages concerning church doctrine.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是多年来我在神话语上面的领受。
Brothers and sisters, these are the things I have received from the Lord.
也是我在教会侍奉上面所持守的原则。
It is also the principle I have kept for many years when I served in church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们假如不知道教会是什么
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not know what is church,
我们怎么知道如何在教会里的生活
？Then how can we know how to live in our church life?
我们现在请弟兄姊妹们翻到彼得前书第二章。
Please turn to your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第九节跟第十节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君君的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属上帝的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。这你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了上帝的子民；从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
Verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people.That you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，求你的圣灵亲自教导我们。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit teach us directly.
让我们知道什么是教会
，so that we know what is the church.
也让我们知道如何在教会里的生活
，so that we may know how to live a church life.
我们这样祈求祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我相信我跟弟兄姊妹们所要讲的一些的内容，有些你们都已经听过。
I believe what I'm going to tell you, the contents of it, many of them you have heard before.
但是也有一些可能你们没有听过。
Maybe some of those you have not heard before.
就是你们听过了，可能也有不同的解释。
Maybe you have heard it, but with a different explanation.
所以我盼望未来的这几个月，我们在主的面前一同来学习。
I hope for the following several months we may learn together before the Lord.
这第一次我要讲的题目是什么是教会
？The first time topic is what is church.
那么今天所讲的可以说是下面这十一堂的一个序论。
Today I'm going to tell you, you may call it, is the introduction of the following 11 messages.
什么是教会？
What is church?
也许我们觉得这是很简单的问题。
Maybe we think it is a very simple question.
弟兄姊妹们，我看到有许许多多现在很出名的传道人，他们不懂什么是教会。
I've seen a lot of people, even some preachers, they do not know what is church.
不是说他们不会讲。
It's not that they do not know how to talk about it.
你从他们所做的，你就知道他们不懂什么是教会。
From what they're doing, then you know they really do not understand what church is.
有的以为教会是礼拜堂。
Some think that church is just a place we worship.
Church building.
A church building.
因此上有你问一个人你到什么地方去
So sometimes you ask a person where are you going?
我到教会去
He said I'm going to church.
其实他的意思是他到那个房子去
As a matter of fact, he only meant he is going to that building.
所以不少的人以为教会就是教堂。
So a lot of people think church is just a church building.
弟兄姊妹们，教会跟教堂是大有分别的。
Brothers and sisters, a church is really different from the place we worship.
我很注意来分别教会跟教堂。
I pay a lot of attention trying to differentiate what is a church and what is the place they worship.
我到教堂去，我不讲是到教会去。
I go to the place we worship. I never say I go to church.
第二，有的以为教会是一个宗派。
Secondly, some people think church is just a denomination.
因此上，我们听到有人问，你说哪一个教会啊？
Sometimes we will hear people ask, what kind of denomination you belong?
那么他的意思，你还是说浸信会，还是说卫理公会，还是说长老会？
He meant, what are you belonging to Baptist or belong to Methodist or belong to Presbyterian?
弟兄姊妹们，教会不是宗派。
Brothers and sisters, denominations are not church.
还有些人以为教会是一个组织。
Some people think church is just an organization.
假如我们有了一些人，
If we have a group of people,
我们有了一个地方，
we have a place,
有了一个牧师，
we have a pastor,
取了一个教会的名字，
then we give a name to that church,
那么我们就成立教会了。
Then we call that a church is established.
弟兄姊妹们，教会不是我们叫它教会，它就是教会。
Brother and sister, church is not something we call them a church. It is a church.
那么，到底教会是什么
？Then what is a church then?
这个字的希腊文的原文叫 ecclesia.
The Greek language called church ecclesia.
这个字原来是指的任何。一群有目的的相聚的这个人群，就用这个字。
This original meaning of it is any group of people together for a special purpose.
从起初特别指的一些职业的工会。
From the beginning, especially is pointing to some professional needs.
然后就直到一些的 town meeting， 就是城市里头的聚会。
Later on, it's pointing to some of the town meetings.
所以，凡是有一群人有一个目的，他们聚集在一起的，希腊文就叫它 ecclesia。
So whenever a group of people meet for a special purpose, the Greek language called that ecclesia.
后来这个字被基督徒取得来用。
Later on, this word was adopted by Christians.
因此上就成为一个现在是基督徒好像专用的名字。
Right now, it's a special term used by Christians.
这个名字是指的一群神从世界里头所呼召出来的人。
This term is talking about a group of people the Lord called them out from the world.
这群人专门来侍奉他。
This group of people serve God only.
已经被神分别出来，专门为他而活。
And they are consecrated by God to live only for God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，刚才读的彼得前书第二章第九节那几句话，就是讲到教会。
We just read 1 Peter 2:8.
Verse 9
is talking about the church.
他说你们是被拣选的族类，是有君君的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属上帝的子民。
You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people.
弟兄姊妹们，教会是一群人。
Brothers and sisters, church is a group of people.
我们今天在这里聚会，所以这里是教会。
We meet here today, so here is church.
我们明天 到那个运动场去聚会，那个地方就是教会。
Tomorrow we go to the gymnasium to meet. The church is there.
因为我们在什么地方，教会在什么地方。
Wherever we are.
当我们讲到教会的时候，我们是讲到一群人。
When we talk about the church, it is a group of people.
跟地方一点关系都没有。
It really has nothing to do with the place.
在以弗所书第一章里头称这些人怎么称呢？
In Ephesians chapter 1, how does it call this group of people?
在以弗所书第一章第四节讲的这些人是神所拣选的。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, talk about this people who was chosen by the Father.
就如上帝从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame.
第七节又讲到这些人，这个教会是爱子所救赎的。
In verse 7 tells this group of people they were.
然后到了第十三节里头又讲到这些人是受了圣灵为印记的。
In verse 13 tells us this group of people they were sealed with the Holy Spirit.
因此上教会是神所拣选的。
For that reason church is chosen by God.
是主耶稣基督是救赎的。圣灵在我们里面作为印记。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us as a seal.
在新约圣经里头讲到教会的时候，有两个可能的意义。
In the New Testament, when we talk about church, it may mean either of the two things.
第一，就是讲到所有蒙恩得救的信徒。
First is talking about the believers who are saved by grace.
从五旬节开始，一直到教会被提为止。
Started from the Pentecost, until the rapture of the church.
五旬节的时候，圣灵降临。
On Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
这是《使徒行传》第二章里面所讲的。
That was recorded in Acts chapter 2.
那个是教会的开始。
That was the beginning of the church.
教会被提是在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章那里讲的。
The rapture of the church is mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
主再来的时候，把他的教会提到云中去与他相见。
When the Lord Jesus comes back, He will lift up all His church to meet Him in the air.
从那个时候开始，教会就不再在地上。
From that time, church will no longer be on earth.
因此上我们常常看见新约圣经里的讲的教会是讲的这个无形的超越时间空间的教会。
That's why a lot of times from the New Testament we see things concerning this invisible church which is transcending time and space.
我们看到以弗所书第一章二十二节跟二十三节就是指到这个教会。
Verse 22 and 23 is talk about this invisible church.
你看在这里讲到又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Verse 22 and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the churchwhich is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all.
但是在新约圣经里头有时候提到教会的时候是指着某个地方的一群信徒。
But in the New Testament, often, sometimes mention a group of people, they are gathering in a local place.
这一群的信徒是那个无形的教会的一个有形的见证。
This group of people is the testimony of the invisible church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在在这个地方聚会，就是那个无形的 universal church 那个教会的见证。
Brothers and sisters, we meet here is the testimony of that universal church.
所以我们就看到，在新约圣经里头，有哥林多的教会，有以弗所的教会，有哥罗西的教会。
That's why in the New Testament we have church at Corinth, Ephesians, and Colossians.
教会在圣经里头有许许多多的比喻。
Church in the Bible has a lot of different metaphors.
每一个比喻都具有一个特别的意义。
Each metaphor has its special significance.
好像神的家。
For instance, like the family of God.
神的殿。
The temple of God.
基督的身体。
Christ, the body of Christ.
基督的心腹。
The bride of Jesus Christ.
以后我会把这每一个都有特别的讲解。
Later on, I will explain all the different meanings.
在以弗所书第二章十九节的跟二十节讲的教会是建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20, tells us the church was built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
我们看以弗所书第二章十九节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是上帝家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints.And of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone.
根据以弗所书第四章十一节那里，使徒跟先知是基督给教会的恩赐。
According to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, the apostles and the prophets are the gift given to church by Jesus.
这里你提到主耶稣基督赐给他的教会有四种或者五种人。
Over here tells us the Lord Jesus gives the gifts to the church at four or five types of people.
基督赐给教会这些人，他为了要成全圣徒。
The reason he gives church this gift is for equipping the saints.
使徒和先知们。是见证基督和传神话语的人。
The apostles and the prophets, they testify for the Lord and also preach the word of God.
使徒，我们从使徒行传来看，他们的一个工作，一个基本的工作，就是要见证主耶稣基督，特别是讲到他的复活。
The apostles, their work recorded in the book of Acts.Is to testify the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
先知很明显的是为神传话的人。
Prophet very evidently is the one proclaiming the word of God.
教会的根基建造在使徒和先知的上面。
The foundation of the church is built upon the apostles and the prophets.
那个意思就是建造在神的。话语的上面。
The meaning of that is the church is built upon the word of God.
因此上，弟兄姊妹们，新约的圣经是教会的根据。
Because of this reason, the New Testament is the foundation of the church.
我们不能够离开新约的圣经来谈教会。
We cannot talk about church apart from the New Testament.
那么教会的使命是什么？
Then what is the commission of the church?
也许我们会问，神既然这样子爱我们，为什么不再拯救了我们之后就要把我们接到天上去？
Maybe we will ask a question. Since God loves us so much, why he does not take us to heaven immediately after he saved us?
我们可以肯定地说，神留我们在这个地上一定是有意义、有目的的。
we can sure to say one thing, since he has left us here, it must have a special purpose.
我们可以肯定的说，神把他的教会留在地上，至少有两个原因。
We can say it very surely, the Lord has left his church on earth at least has two purposes.
第一个原因就是让我们在这里荣耀神。
The first reason is that we may stay here to glorify God.
以弗所书第三章二十一节，那里跟我们这样子讲。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21 tells us.
第三章二十一节跟我们说，但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。
Verse 21 of chapter 3, Ephesians, and to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
教会是荣耀神的地方。
Church is a place that we glorify God.
我们怎么样子来荣耀神？
How can we glorify God?
第一，我们要借着崇拜的生活来荣耀神。
First, we have to glorify God through our worshiping.
当我们来到教会里面，我们敬拜神。
When we come to church, we worship God.
神的荣耀。
God receives the glory.
我想那些不信的人，为什么他们知道有神
？Those who are not believers, why they know there is a God?
有一个主要的原因，就是到了星期天，这些叫做基督徒的人就到教堂去敬拜神。有人觉得，我们去教堂的时候，不一定要穿什么好的衣服。
Some people feel we go to church, we do not have to dress well.
我常常听到有人讲，哎呀，这些人到了星期天就把好衣服穿起来了，平常那个样子。
I hear some people say, oh, every Sunday they dress so well, but the rest of the day they dress very sloppily.
大家常常会觉得，哎呀，你假如要真正的敬拜神，是心里的敬拜。
They would say, if you really want to worship God, you worship with your heart.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我为这个事情想了好多年。
Brothers and sisters, I have thought about this matter for many years.
我最后的结论。我们到教堂是要跟平常不同。因为世人要在我们敬拜的生活上能够看到神的荣耀。最低限度，在他们的心目中，我们到星期天去朝见神的时候，我们就打扮得干干净净的啊，这个心口好像是眼光鼻关心的那样啊，很敬重的。
At least from their point of view, and they go to church to worship God, they dress very clean to meet their God, and they behave very well.
不错，我们对神的敬重不是在外表。
It is true when we respect God, it's not superficial.
但是世界上的人看不到我们心里面。
But the world people, they cannot see our heart.
世界上的人看到我们穿衣服，看到我们讲话。
The world people only can see how we speak, how we dress.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我到教堂来，我要穿得干干净净，整整齐齐。
Brothers and sisters, that's why I come to church, I dress in neat manner.
我觉得我们不应该把那些不像样的衣服穿到教堂来。因为我们要让世人能够看到我们在神的面前是那样子的敬畏。
We need to let the people know that when we come to our Lord, we have a fear and
anxiety. 这种生活是带给神荣耀。
This part of life will bring glory to that.
当然，这个不只是说是我们穿什么。更重要的是我们在神面前的这种敬虔的态度。
The thing which is more important is our reverent attitude.
弟兄姊妹们，因此上我们在敬拜的时候，我们应该要有敬畏的态度。
That's why when we worship this God, we should have the very reverent attitude.
不要让一个不信的人来到我们中间，好像觉得跟到一个电影院里去没有分别。
We don't want to people who are not believers come to church to look at us that we are acting like as if we are in the movie theater.
假如我们在敬拜神的时候跟外面没有分别的话，神不能够得荣耀。
If the way when we worship God is the same way with any other action we are doing, then God cannot receive glory.
所以，当我们在这个崇拜的上面，我们啊有好的表现、敬畏的表现、敬虔的表现，神要得荣耀。
So when we worship the Lord, we should have the fearing attitude, we should have the reverent attitude. Then God will receive glory from us.
另外一件事情我们可以荣耀神，就是我们在教会里头有一种肢体的生活，弟兄姊妹们之间彼此相爱，在教会里头是侍奉，按照他的恩赐来侍奉。所以当一个不信的人来到教会里头，他就啊发现这个教会里头井井有条。那些侍奉的人，他们都是啊这很有很好的果效。特别看到他们彼此之间那种亲爱、敬重、关心的那种态度。
Especially when they see the brothers and sisters love each other, care for each other, and really support each other.
他就说：“果然，教会是跟外面的人群完全不同。”
They will say, "Indeed, church people are really different from the secular people."
弟兄姊妹们，很少的人。信主是因为我们讲话把它讲信的。
Brothers and sisters, very few people they believe the Lord is because of our eloquence.
大多数的人信主都是因为看到我们敬虔的生活，我们彼此相爱的生活而信主。
Most of the people that believe the Lord is because we have such a reverent attitude to God and also the love.
因此上我们在教会里头借着崇拜的生活，肢体的生活，可以来荣耀神。
That's why in church through our worship life and our body life, we can glorify God.
那么教会留在地上的第二个目的或者使命，就是益人，就是对人有益处。
The second function or commission of the church is to profit man.
我们怎么样子来对人有益处呢？
How can we profit man?
第一，我们要造就看顾圣徒。
First, we should equip and care for the saints.
我们刚才读过以弗所书第十一四章十一节我们假如读十二节的话，我们就看到这个神对他的教会有一个盼望，盼望他能够慢慢的长大。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12 tells us there is a desire of God to the church is that this church will gradually grow
into maturity. 因此上教会的另外一个使命就是要让神的儿女在教会里头得到造就。
So the second function of the church is that the children of God will be perfected in the church.
他们在神的话语上能够得到供应，他们在性格上能够得到锻炼，然后他们在有需要的时候，在感情上，在这个心理上有需要的时候，他在教会里头能够得到这样子的供应。那么这个是对于信徒的一个帮助。
This is the
另外一方面就是教会要传福音，完成神救人的心愿。
Another aspect of benefit to man is to preach gospel to others, so that God's will be done.
一方面，我们对信的人要去造就，要去看顾。
To the believers, we should cultivate them or equip them or caring for them.
对于不信的人，我们要关心他，要把神的爱讲给他听，要把这个神的救恩讲给他听。
To the non-believers, we should care for them.
我们大家都知道马太福音二十八章那个大使命。
We all know the Great Commission in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28.
主耶稣基督在升天以前对他门徒讲的话：“你们要到普天下去，使万民做我的门徒。”
Jesus ascended to heaven. He told his disciples, "He said, 'Go ye therefore and teach all nations.'"
因此，上弟兄姊妹们。教会的使命，教会的目的是要荣神，是要益人。
That's why, brothers and sisters, the commission of the church is to glorify God and to profit men.
可是弟兄姊妹们，假如我们更进一步的来看
，Brothers and sisters, if we look deeper or farther,
益人的这个最终的目的也是为了要荣耀神。神的儿女长大，神的性格，儿女的性格受到训练，神的荣耀。
When the children of God is growing and they have their character is improved, then God will receive glory.
每一个人的生命表现出来，都像主耶稣基督一样。
All the Christians, when their life will manifest.The light of Jesus Christ.
每一个人所过的生活都是那样子的圣洁，跟世人一看就有分别。
And all the believers in their life is so holy and different from the world.
神要得荣耀。
God will receive glory.
当神的福音广传的时候
，When the gospel is preached widely.
当人不断的得救的时候
，When people are continually being saved.
神也得荣耀。
God
因此上我们假如更进一步的讲教会的整个的一个目的就是为了荣耀神
So if we say the ultimate purpose of the church which is really glorifying God
教会生活的中心是敬拜神
The center of the church life is to worship God
可是很可叹的今天一般教会生活的中心是聚会。
Very pitifully, today a lot of church life they center about just gathering together.
有些的聚会只配称为社交的聚集。
Some of the meetings they gather together, you can only call them a social gathering.
他们聚会的目的是在于使聚会的人能够得到好处。
The goal of the meeting is only try to benefit man.
他们来到教会，参加了祷告会之后，就觉得已经亲近了神。
When they come to church, attend the prayer meeting, they think that they have been close to the Lord.
他跟弟兄姊妹们有了美好的团契，他们也觉得我们已经过了肢体的生活。
When they come to the fellowship meeting, then they feel that they have lived and met a body life with the brothers and sisters.
他参加了查经，他也觉得已经在神的话语上得到了喂养。
When they attend the Bible classes, they feel that they are fed through the word of God.
那么这样，他就觉得在生活上啊，以及在做人上面都已经得到了帮助。有许许多多的人到教会来，就是为了要能够做好人。
A lot of people they come to church is only for that they can do a lot of good things.
从表面看起来，弟兄姊妹们，这样子一种教会的生活应该是够好了。
Externally, brothers and sisters.Such kind of church life seems to be is good enough.
我们又祷告，又查经， 又啊彼此的照顾，这个还有什么不好的呢？可是这样子的生活犯了一个致命的一个错误。就是这样子的生活跟这样子的活动，它的目的只不过是为了人的好处。
Such kind of life and activities, the goals only try to benefit man.
不是为了神的荣耀。
It's not for the glory of God.
我们从表面上看起来好像都没有什么分别。
Superficially, if you look at this kind of life, you cannot hardly find any difference.
可是弟兄姊妹们，这个里头的含义，这个里头的内容却是大大的有分别。
Brothers and sisters, the contents of it is really has a lot of difference.
你来的教会是为了人还是为了神？这个里头有大大的分别。
Whether you come to church is for man or you come to church for God, there's a great difference.
你活动的中心是人还是神？这个有大大的分别。
Your old activities centered on a man or centered on God. That's a lot of difference.
弟兄姊妹们，假如我们的聚会、我们的教会来，只是为了人的一些好处。
Brothers and sisters, you come to church to meet, we're only hoping to get some benefit for man.
假如一旦我们受到了逼迫，
If we only meet some persecution,
我们就会放弃我们的信仰。
Then we will give up our faith.
从前在大陆上有许许多多很兴旺的教会，共产党的逼迫一来，通通垮掉。
Before in the mainland China, a lot of the prosperous church, after the communists took over under persecution, they just fall.
因为他们聚集在一起，只不过大家做好人，欢喜快乐，哈，这个聚集在一起很高兴，就是这个样子。
Because the purpose of that gathering was just to do something good and to support each other, help each other.
当逼迫来了，我们的生命都可能受到威胁的时候。
When persecution comes, even their lives are threatened.
这种的聚会就没有人去采取了。
Then no man will attend meeting it.
谁愿意为了一点点好处去牺牲性命？
Who want to sacrifice the life just to attend a meeting to gain a little bit benefit?
可是你假如明白在教会的聚会是为了荣耀神，
But if you know to meet in church is to glorify God.
是为了要取悦神。
The purpose of it.
无论你受到什么样子的压迫，你都不会放弃。你愿意为着这个聚会，甚至于牺牲你的性命。弟兄姊妹们，你有没有看到这个中间的分别？为什么许许多多的聚会在逼迫之下，在这压力之下，他们就是不屈服？
Why a lot of meetings under great persecution they will never can never be subdued?
他们可以走路走几天去参加一个聚会。
They could walk days just trying to attend a meeting.
他可以坐监坐好多年为了要聚会。
They can put in jail for tens or twenty years just because they attend a meeting.
因为他知道教会是为着神的荣耀。
Because they know that church is for the glory of God.
聚会的活动是以神为中心。
That all the activities of the meeting is God-centered.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个在观念上面、态度上面的分这个差别，就影响到我们各方面的生活。
Brothers and sisters, the difference of our attitude can really influence our life.
假如我们明白教会一切活动的中心是在于神，
If we really know that all the activities should be centered in God.
我们就不会爱来就来，不爱来就不来。
Then we will not just come when I feel like to come.
我们在聚会的时候也不会觉得我什么时候来就什么时候来。
When we attend the meeting, we will not come anytime I feel like to.
我们常常心里想，哎呀，那些唱诗什么没有什么意思，主要就是听讲道了。
Well, the fact of the singing at the beginning has really no meaning. I just come to listen to the sermon.
或者有人讲，这个牧师讲道一塌糊涂，我最喜欢就是唱诗，唱完诗就走了。
Maybe some people say that preacher's message is terrible. I only attend the singing. After singing, I will go.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到？这个分别有多大？
Brothers and sisters, do you see the difference how great that is?
假如你什么事情都在为人想，为自己想，你就对这个教会的聚会，一切的活动有个不同的看法。
If everything you only think for man or for yourself, then your attitude to all the activities will be greatly different.
甚至于你在教会里面的言语、行动、穿衣服都会不同。
Even your speech, your behavior, the way you dress will be different too.
什么叫做教会？
What is church?
教会是属于神的这批人。
Church is a group of people who belong to God.
是神所爱的。
It's loved by God.
是主耶稣为他们舍命的。
Those are the people the Lord Jesus died for them.
是神把他们分别出来，特别为他而活的。
God has separated them from the world and to live only for Him.
在神的眼光中，每一个人都是那样子宝贵的。
In the sight of God, every one of us is so precious.
神说：“我看你们，我保护你们，好像保护眼中的瞳仁一样。”
The Lord said, "When I look at you, the way I protect you, just like I'm protecting the pupil of my eye."
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人都是神所爱的。
Brothers and sisters, everyone loves us. I'm loved by God.
我们每一个人都是主耶稣基督的宝血所救赎的。
Each one of us are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus.
神在我们每一个人的身上都有一个很大的盼望。
The Lord has great hope in your life and mine.
盼望我们生活的中心是他。
He hopes that the center of our life is God himself.
盼望为着他，我们愿意摆上一切。
Because of him, we are willing to commit everything.
所以弟兄姊妹们，教会是荣耀神的地方。
So brothers and sisters, church is a place where God is God.
是一个以神为中心的地方。
It's a place that God is God-centered.
一个以神为中心的教会，才是一个真正的教会。
A church who is God-centered is a true church.
弟兄姊妹们，我的一个理想就是盼望这个教会是真正以神为中心的教会。
Brothers and sisters, my desire is that this church will be a God-centered church.
对我来说，对神来说，人数的多少不重要。
To me and to God, I think.The number of men really doesn't matter.
教会的成就不重要。
The accomplishment of the church is not important.
最重要，谁在教会里头是中心。
The most important thing is who is the center of the church.
他是中心呢，还是你跟我是中心？
Is God the center or you and I the center?
盼望弟兄姊妹们跟我的想法是一样。
I hope that your desire is the same as mine.
这是我们今后在主的里面奔跑的一个目标。
This is a goal that we will run together.
让这个教会是一个以神为中心的教会。
May this church be God-centered church.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣说：“不要怕，只要信。”要确信主的救赎恩典，他宝血的赦罪功效，因为他的恩典在软弱人的身上显得更加完全。